April 18, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Reciprocal Love. Opening Prayer. Jesus, you care for me with a love that is beyond measure. Help me to respond in ways that show the world around me who you are. Read Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 2. Solomon's Song of Songs. She. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. Friends, we rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. She, how right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely, daughters of Jerusalem. Dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I had to neglect. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? Friends, if you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. He, I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold, studded with silver. She, while the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh resting between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi. He, how beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. She, how handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming. And our bed is verdant. He, the beams of our house are cedars. Our rafters are firs. She, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. He, like a lily among thorns, is my darling among the young women. Reflect. Take a moment to listen to God telling you that you're loved and that there is nothing that can separate you from that love. After the introductory statement, our passage begins with the voice of the woman describing her desire to be kissed by her beloved. The rest of the book has longer speeches by all the characters, but in the first chapter, the voices change rapidly as we hear from the woman, the man, and the chorus. We learn that the woman finds the man attractive and that the man adores the beauty of the woman. It is a love that is reciprocated. The onlooking friends interject twice to comment on how they delight in the man and in the beauty of the woman. The whole chapter is summarized in the simple statements in verses 15 and 16 that the two are infatuated with each other's beauty. It is significant that the first voice of the poem is the woman's. Most romantic poetry written over the centuries has been from the perspective of men. By beginning the poem with the woman speaking, Song of Solomon articulates an equality of love, placing reciprocity at the heart of this romantic relationship. It is not the obsessive love of one individual for another. Instead, throughout the poem, we see that the woman and the man adore each other with the same passion. As we are going to see throughout our reading of Song of Solomon, this poem is far more than just a romantic love poem. It also becomes a metaphor for God's relationship with humanity as a whole and with each of us individually. In this chapter, the metaphor reminds us of the attraction that lies at the heart of how we are drawn toward God and also of how God loves us. Despite our flaws and brokenness, God loves us, and his desire is for a relationship with us. Apply. Reflect on the truth that God loved us first. Remind yourself of the key moments in your life when you realized how much God loved you. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for seeking me, for calling me to yourself, and saving me. Thank you for your love for me that will never change and cannot be diminished.